producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, January the 5th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today for the first 2 hours. Alex Jones is going to be joining us, actually hosting the show in the third hour, not just joining us. We also have in the second hour Christopher Busby, a physicist. He has exposed the dangers of low-level radiation, so we're going to talk to him about that, because not only is Fukushima coming up in just a few months to its four-year anniversary, still dumping radioactive waste into the air, into the Pacific, that is now, we were told, going to peak in 2015 on the West Coast. Hopefully it'll peak. Hopefully there won't be another incident. Hopefully it won't continue unabated. But this has been going on for years now. And, of course, Ukraine, the site of the Chernobyl accident, the largest disaster prior to Fukushima. I don't know. We can talk to Mr. Busby when he gets on. I don't know which one has released the most amount of radiation. Chernobyl was a very short event. Fukushima just keeps going on cumulatively. But there's now another nuclear reactor in Ukraine, which we heard a little bit about at the beginning of December. We were told that it was just a minor incident. That it was just an electrical issue. Now, of course, these nuclear power plants that are in Ukraine are, like ours, getting very old. Most of the power plants get a license in the United States for 25 to 30 years. These nuclear power plants that we're talking about in Ukraine are 30 years old. They're Russian designs, although they've already been caught trying to put square pegs in round holes, getting control rods from the U.S. when they couldn't get them from Russia after the Ukraine incident. Except the problem is that we make round rods, and the Russians had designed it for square rods, or vice versa. I don't know. But the bottom line is that created a bit of an issue. Nevertheless, this incident that happened at the beginning of the month, we were told was just an electrical short, that the reactor was not involved. There was no radiation issues involved with that. Then on December 28th, through the holidays, there was another incident at that same power plant. And this is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. It's the fifth largest in the world. And, of course, it's just a few hundred miles from Chernobyl. We were told there was a second incident. There are reports, multiple reports, that there has been a radiation leak that is 16 times what is normal there. So we're going to be following up with that, talking to Christopher Busby in the second hour. And again, as I said, Alex Jones will be here hosting in the third hour. Today is a very important day if you want to do something to roll back this criminal government that is unaccountable to us. And, of course, this is the day that you can contact your GOP representative. If you have a congressman in your area that's a GOP representative, you need to talk to them and tell them that they need to oppose Boehner's reappointment as Speaker of the House. That's going to happen tomorrow. So today is the day if you want to get involved. If you are someone who votes for Republicans and Democrats, I personally don't. I support third parties. I think we need to have a broader choice. That's my most important message to the people who count the votes each time, is I want them to know that I want an unrigged choice. Nevertheless, I think it's important, even if you're a Democrat, to oppose Boehner's continued presence there. We need to hold people accountable. And, of course, everyone knows by now what these guys did immediately after the election. They thumbed their nose at the people who got them elected, who wanted them to roll back Obamacare, who wanted them to do something about the border, who wanted them to exercise some control. And instead of just passing a continuing resolution until they had a larger majority, until they had a Republican Senate, Boehner deceived the congressional representatives there, telling them that it was going to be one thing when it turned out to be another. So several of them are angry. We've got Louis Gohmert from Texas says he's going to run against Boehner for Speaker of the House. We've got a couple of representatives, Thomas Massey as well as Steve King, saying they will not vote for him. And we'll be talking about the reasons that they give, and we'll be talking about what you can do to send this message. We have to hold them accountable. Of course, they're going to have somebody else to take Boehner's place, the guys who control both parties. We'll have somebody just like him in the wings. They need to know they're accountable. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, January the 5th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host for the first 2 hours. Alex Jones will be the host for the third hour. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by a physicist, Christopher Busby. He's been outspoken about the dangers of low-level radiation. We're going to talk to him not only about Fukushima, which is coming up to its four-year anniversary, but also about what's going on in Ukraine. There have been two incidents at Ukraine, the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, just a few hundred miles from Chernobyl. This particular power plant has had two incidents, one at the beginning of December, December 3rd. Actually, it was November 28th. It was announced on December the 3rd by the newly minted head of the Energy Ministry. This guy is not a physicist, not an engineer. This guy was a banker, a politician. And what he said was that at the time, it was not an accident, because technically an accident is a release of radiation. He said it was merely an incident. But the timeline is kind of interesting, because it happened on the 28th. Then on the 3rd, they have a new, actually the day before the announcement, they get a new energy ministry person involved, and his name is Demtchen, I think, is the way it's pronounced. Nevertheless, he says that it's merely an incident, not an accident. And then at the end of this last month, at December 28th, they had another issue at another nuclear reactor. And now we're told that it does involve release of radiation. We're not being told that by the Ukrainian government. There's been some documents that have been released that point to that. We've also had some reports from RT, as well as three independent sources that have found that documentation. So it appears that there's radiation being leaked at this after this second incident. This is a large facility. As I said, it's the largest in Europe, the fifth largest in the world. This is something that essentially, when it first came out on December the 3rd, when Demtchen came out, he said, there's no threat, there's no problems with the reactors. He said they would have it done within 2 days. It was down for a bit of a week. This is something that is really affecting Ukraine, because 50% of their power generation comes from nuclear reactors. And these are old nuclear reactors. They've been around for about 30 years, just like ours. They're starting to get to the end of their useful life. But like us, they just keep them going. They also had an incident, according to some people, where they used the wrong kinds of control rods, had a little bit of a problem that I'm sure that didn't last too long, because they're having problem getting spare parts from Russia. And, of course, as the former head of our Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Gregory Yatso, said after Fukushima, he called for all of our nuclear power to be phased out. He said we should be shutting down our nuclear reactors because the designs have the same flaws that we've seen in Fukushima. He said that we have to look at this as a society when he addressed Japan, and he says you have to think about whether or not you're willing to accept another accident of this scale, of this magnitude. If you aren't, you need to shut this down, at least redesign these power plants if you're going to continue with it. Now, while we're talking about the Ukraine, one more article that came out this last weekend, the president of the Czech Republic says that only poorly informed people don't know about what's going on in the Ukraine coup. He was talking to the people in his country, and of course they had a velvet revolution that was a democratic revolution, an authentic democratic revolution. But he says those who are seeing it that way, seeing the maiden revolution the same as the velvet revolution, are seeing it in a profoundly false light. He said this is the reason why it's not a democratic revolution. He said this is the reason why Ukraine is now in a condition of civil war, in which the residents of the Donbass region in Ukraine's southeast have broken away from the Ukrainian government. He had strong criticism of the Ukrainian Prime Minister Yatsenyuk. He said that I think he is rather a prime minister of war, because he does not want a peaceful solution as recommended by the European Union, but instead he prefers to use force. And he points out that, this analysis in the Washington blog points out that Obama is pressing his advantage to try to force European unions to take sides. It's essentially George W. Bush all over again, where George W. Bush said, you're either with us or you're against us. That's essentially the message that we're getting from the Obama administration as they work to start another Cold War, to build this up. And we have another article that's up on Infowars.com. Kit Daniels' article here, lawsuit shows the cops have confiscated guns from a veteran who is diagnosed with insomnia. He's not only a military veteran, but he's a police veteran. He's filed a lawsuit. He's a Navy veteran. He was also a law enforcement officer with a distinguished career. More than 30 years, he retired with the rank of detective sergeant. He had a spotless record. He had been awarded medals, bravery medals. He was a commanding officer for 15 years. He retired. He moved across the state to be closer to his grandchildren. And as part of that move, he was having difficulty sleeping, so he went to the hospital. He got some trazodone, 50 milligrams of that. They examined him. They wrote on his comments. They said he's well-developed, well-kept male, dressed casually, no acute distress, calm, pleasant, cooperative. He's not a threat to himself or any others, and yet, for some reason, they labeled him as an involuntary admission. Not true, not consistent with their notes. Nevertheless, the local sheriff starts getting repeated calls from the New York State Police saying they have to go pick up his gun. So they called him. They apologized. They said, we've had repeated pressure. We have to come pick up your guns. They picked up all of his weapons, and the state police canceled his pistol permit without a hearing. And, of course, the hospital is refusing to correct the mistake in its records. This is something we should think about in light of the fact that we just got a Surgeon General appointed by Obama. His name is Vivek Murthy. He has talked about gun violence being a public health epidemic. He says that he is tired of politicians who are afraid of the NRA, and he thinks that guns are a major health issue. He is going to be a propagandist for this kind of medical snitching going on, turning people into the police, not having a trial, not having a hearing. I don't have a problem with somebody who is psychologically disturbed having their guns taken away from him, but it needs to be with due process. I remember with some of these shootings, we had a lot of people on the right, even some of the NRA, were saying, we need to get rid of the guns from crazy people. That's the problem. So if anybody goes to a psychiatrist, we need to take their guns away. That is not the solution. You need to have due process before anything is taken away from you, any property, and especially your rights. That is the real issue here, and this is something that we're going to see increasingly happen with this kind of attorney general that we just appointed by the Obama administration. Another article up on InfoWars.com, what prices will look like before and after a mandatory minimum wage increase. They point out that a study from the Heritage Foundation says that customers can expect to see about a 38% increase in the cost of their supersized mega meals. And so in this article, it's up on InfoWars.com. If you want to really kind of get a feel for how that's going to affect things, you can look at the various fast food entries that you're going to be paying for. Prices before and after a $15 per hour wage hike. Well, if you want a Big Mac, you're going to be going from $5.69 to $7.83. If you want a steak burrito bowl, you're going to go from $6.65 to $9.14. You want a Son of Baconator combo, $6.49 to $8.92. Hey, maybe you might get the idea that you don't want to eat that stuff. There's another article up on InfoWars.com from Anthony Gucciardi talking about how the newly renamed high fructose corn syrup contains toxic mercury. Not only have they renamed it because it's gotten a bad rap, and justifiably so, they call it high fructose corn syrup. Now they're just going to call it fructose. They're not going to talk about it being corn because now people are starting to get the idea, the understanding that almost all corn is genetically modified. And they don't want to talk about it being really high in concentration. See, high fructose corn syrup is much cheaper than sugar. It's much more intense, and it's much more addictive. And now, it's got mercury in it, new and improved. And while we're talking about food, there's another article up on InfoWars.com. A new Monsanto law in Africa would force GMOs on farmers. This is something we have seen in the United States. We've seen this in India. They say that this is something that is coming through in Ghana, Africa. The proposed legislation will have rules that restrict farmers from ancient practices, things that people have done in every country, freely saving, swapping, and breeding seeds under the new laws that are there to, listen to this, protect the intellectual property rights of biotech farmers. These practices of saving, sharing, and breeding seeds would be subject to heavy fines for growing anything that might be quote-unquote patented, even if their crops were cross-pollinated. That's exactly, if you remember, that's exactly what happened in India. The huge number of small farmers there committing suicide because Monsanto would come into an area, they would offer these GMO crops to some of the farmers. As they were growing that GMO crop, it would cross-pollinate into the heritage crops that were being grown by the neighboring farms. Monsanto would come in, do an analysis of the seeds, say, you are infringing on our patent. See, it's not infringement when they cross-pollinate your product with something that you didn't want. They're saying, you're stealing this from us. When they are shoving it on you, it's actually a trespass. But they put it out there as if it was some kind of a theft of their patented property. And so farmers in India then were fined. They were sued by Monsanto. They didn't have the money to fight a giant like that. So they were going out of business left and right. And many of them took their lives because that's the way they responded to that kind of pressure in that culture. But, of course, we also had an article on InfoWars just last week, December 29th, talking about how seed libraries are being shut down in the United States. Exactly the same thing. Shutting down seed libraries, saying you cannot save, grow, and transfer these seeds. Add to that, we saw back in August, Paul Joseph Watson talked about the same thing elsewhere in the United States. Maybe we should just say nobody can grow any food except Monsanto. I'm sure they got the votes in Congress to pull that one off. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host these first 2 hours. Alex will be the host on the third hour. In the second hour, we're going to have Christopher Busby joining us, talking about the dangers of low-level radiation. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about what's going on with Monsanto, pulling the same tricks in Africa that they've done in India, the same tricks that they're doing in, of course, the United States. And it remains to be seen if they're going to get away with it in Africa. Probably will. They seem to be able to get away with it pretty much anywhere except in a few places like Europe, where the people haven't been bought out yet. The lawmakers haven't been bought out by Monsanto. They appear to basically own our government. They can do pretty much anything they want. As evidence of that, this December 29th story from the AP that we had on InfoWars, seed libraries are struggling with state laws that limit exchanges. They say gardeners at hundreds of spots around the country, of course, are sharing seeds as part of an increasing interest in locally grown food. But some agricultural officials say the well-meaning effort violates state laws. And so this one happened in Duluth, Minnesota. But back in August, we reported about this happening in Pennsylvania. Paul Joseph Watson's article back then pointed out that it was the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, shut down a seed library in Pennsylvania for the same reasons, claiming that a system where residents could borrow heirloom seeds from each other, then replace them at harvest time, was a violation of the 2004 Seed Act. And they even used the term agri-terrorism. It's terrorism to grow your own food without paying Monsanto a commission. This is the kind of greedy corporations that are running our government, that are trying to push these large trade partnership agreements between the U.S. and Europe, between the U.S. and Asia, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnerships. This also is part of those partnerships, as well as internet control regulation. Now, they pointed out at the time, in this story that Paul Joseph Watson had back in August, that they were amazed that you had agricultural department officials from the federal government coming into this small town and pushing them around about this little seed library. And one of the people there said, gee, it makes me wonder when they're going to crack down on all those GMO fields with their grave concerns about cross-pollinization. Look out, Monsanto. Oh, wait, I forgot. This only applies to regular people who are growing vegetables. GMOs aren't considered to be an invasive species. See, when we were talking last week to John Rappaport about what the real fight ought to be with GMO, they've got us distracted, I think. It was his article that pointed this out, and we had him on, talked about it for a while. I think he's right. I think they've got everybody totally distracted with this head fake about labeling. Yeah, it's important to know what's in your food. But we've also got the same people on both sides of the issue, just like we got the same people running the Democrat and the Republican Party. You don't believe me? Take a look at John Boehner. And tomorrow there's an important meeting that's going to an important vote for Speaker of the House. Today is the day to call your Republican representative and tell them you don't want to see Boehner coming back. But it's the same guys running both sides of the operation, whether it's regulation of GMOs or whether it's the Republicans and the Democrats. It's the same thing each time. And we've seen this happening over and over again. We keep losing the labeling fights, and yet we have won at the local level because the farmers understand that this is a trespass, just like that lady said. Oh, according to the federal government, GMOs are not considered to be an invasive species. They are an invasive species. They are a trespass. And it's a very dangerous thing to have these untried seeds completely replace heirloom seeds. It could create a worldwide famine if we give Monsanto and a handful of these companies one seed that they put out there. It's not even effective in terms of killing the and its stated purpose is not even effective. But it is killing local agriculture. Now, as we were talking about this in the last segment, Richard came in and handed me an article from 3 years ago where a farmer fought Monsanto in Saskatchewan, Canada, and actually won. He'd been developing his own seeds for 50 years, and they point out that he went after Monsanto because they accused him of patent infringement when they cross-pollinated and contaminated his field. of heirloom seeds. So he came after them for libel. He said they publicly accused him of committing illegal acts. They came after them for trespassing because they cross-pollinated onto his property. He came after them for improperly obtaining samples of his seeds from a local seed plant. And then he also came after them for disregard of the environment by introducing GMO crops without proper controls and without containment. And he won. Just like the people in Hawaii won when they prohibited GMOs from being grown. And that was John Rappaport's point. We have to make sure that we stop GMO, that we don't let it continue to spread because we're distracted about whether labels are going to be voluntary or mandatory. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, January 5th, 2015, first Monday of the new year. Now, Alex is going to be the host in the third hour. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by a scientist from the UK, Christopher Busby, who's going to talk to us about the dangers of low-level radiation. As I mentioned earlier in the show, there's even renewed concern. Not only is Fukushima going on, approaching its four-year anniversary of spewing radiation into the environment, but now we have new concerns about an aging nuclear reactor in the Ukraine that's had two incidents or accidents, depending on who you believe, the difference being whether or not there was radiation released, has had two of these incidents. in the last month, and this is the largest power plant in Europe. It is the fifth largest in the world. It's just a couple of hundred miles from another famous power plant, Chernobyl. Same basic design. And as we mentioned earlier in the show as well, our own head, former head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Gregory Yatso, has said that we have the same kinds of fundamental flaws that happened at Fukushima, and that we ought to consider shutting down and redesigning all of the nuclear power plants that we have in America if we're going to continue down the road of nuclear power. And, of course, that's the former head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission speaking. Now, I want to talk about what's going on with Boehner as Speaker of the House. I think it's very important whether or not you have this guy replaced with another shill for the New World Order or for big government, wherever you want to look at this, whether or not they replace him with somebody else just like him, it's important for us to stand up and throw out the people who betray us, as just as it's important for us to impeach the president when he violates the law and violates the Constitution. Of course, Boehner is not willing to do that. He's not even willing to meet the commitments that he made to the Republican voters, betraying them immediately after the election. So there's been a lot of pushback over the weekend. We had two people say they're going to run against Boehner when they get together and vote tomorrow. And it's an opportunity for you to speak up and talk to your Republican representatives if you have a Republican representative in your area. Now, one of the allies of Boehner has gone on the MSNBC's Morning Joe. I guess that's where the statists are always welcome to go there and make their case for war as well as for continued big government. This is Tom Cole, a friend of Boehner, Republican from Oklahoma. He said these GOP challenges to his friend Speaker Boehner are, quote, pretty unprofessional and very disappointing. Oh, my. Strong language there. I guess it's bad sportsmanship, isn't it? He said, they're pretty disappointing in the sense that anyone who wanted to run could have run in the conference elections, and none of them did. Well, let's listen to what one of the guys, Tom Massey, who says he will not be voting to reelect Speaker Boehner, let's listen to his grievances about Boehner. He said, during his first 2 years as a congressman, he discovered why people are so upset with Congress. Why it's so dysfunctional. Here's the list that he gave out. He said he's watched the House leadership, in other words, Boehner, schedule a fiscal crisis in a lame duck session on the last legislative day before Christmas to get maximum leverage over the rank and file members. Remember that? Remember that? They said he misled members into thinking that a vote on an unpopular bill was postponed only to then conduct a rushed voice vote on the $10 billion unfunded spending measure with fewer than a dozen members present. That was the one that we talked about. I think that you had, I think it was way fewer than 10. I think it was fewer than 5 who basically came after Russia with sanctions. They spent, that was a different bill because that was $500 million. This is a $10 billion unfunded bill. And, of course, he did this thing of introducing it at the very last minute, not just with a continuing resolution omnibus bill, the Cromnibus. He also did it with the NDAA. He would basically spring bills on the people that were over 1,000 pages, 1,600 pages long, give them less than 24 hours to look through it and demand that they vote or the government was going to shut down. And that's the next item he's got on here. Giving members less than 72 hours to read bills that are over 1,000 pages long, and this is the other thing that got everybody upset with him, removing members from committees simply because they voted for the principles on which they campaigned. Yeah. If you are going to do what you told the people when you asked them to vote for you, then Boehner's going to punish you because Boehner doesn't play by those rules. See, I think we should call it Boehner Care. We had Romney Care. It was exactly like Obamacare. Mandatory insurance. It was even sold with fake econometric models by John Gruber, the same guy that did it for Obama. It was absolutely the same thing as Obamacare. And now Boehner has taken this on because he's the one who's funding it. He's the one who's giving the money to the IRS to punish us for not buying products from his crony capitalist friends. See, with crony capitalism, you got to have two friends. You got to have a corporation on the outside, and you got to have a Boehner on the inside so they can do favors for each other. You got to have people like Jeb Bush, who's comfortable moving back and forth between high levels of office and sitting on the board of directors of these same corporations that are writing the laws that were never meant to make insurance affordable. They were meant to make insurance unaffordable. They were there to make sure that you bought more insurance than you needed, more than you could afford, and having a gun held to your head by the IRS. And now that Jeb Bush has made millions, probably hundreds of millions off of this, he can now move on in his career and become president for a while until he rotates back out into the corporate crony world. That's what's happening with the Republicans. So if you want to try to break that cycle, at least on the Republican side, here's your chance. Call your Republican representative and tell them you don't want them to vote for Boehner tomorrow when they have the vote. Now, we've had a lot of talk about police brutality. I think, in my opinion, that was the biggest story of the last year. Not only people understanding about the MRAP program, the militarization of the police in terms of the training, the overuse of SWAT teams, but also the unnecessary brutalizing force that we see over and over again by the police and them escaping punishment. I think there's a legitimate gripe about that. We've said that over and over again here at InfoWars. But there are right ways to do it, and there's wrong ways to do it. Here's the wrong way to do it. This is a funeral of a 100-year-old veteran.
Well, those protesters busting through a town hall meeting just as 100-year-old World War II veteran Dario Riscio was about to be honored, and they did not stop until Riscio made them do it. Unbelievable. Well, he ended up receiving his award, and he did make his speech. But the protesters in Portland were back at it just as soon as he finished. The vet wound up leaving that meeting early.
There you go. That's the way to not win friends and influence people. That was an award ceremony for a 100-year-old veteran that they broke up, saying that they can't breathe. Now, the black sheriff of Milwaukee County, Dave Clark, he withstood a challenge from gun control lobbyist Michael Bloomberg, who spent $500,000 trying to get him out of being the sheriff because Dave Clark supported the Second Amendment. He had a very interesting thing to say about people who are protesting along racial lines, this police brutality, saying that Black Lives Matter. Here's what he had to say about that.
Protesters were asked by media about all the black-on-black killing or black babies aborted in the U.S. every year. A, is his reporting correct? Did you send him that message? And B, if so, what did you mean by it?
Yes, I did. And that's, you know, when I hear these things that Black Lives Matter, the only people that really believe that statement are American police officers who go into American ghettos every day to keep people from killing each other. All right, so yes, I did send that, and I meant it. The abortion, black lives, if they really mattered, that's where the outrage would be. That's what we see protests about. But when we see the black-on-black homicide that happens on a very frequent basis, we don't see protests, we don't see marches, we don't see demands for change. So this has been a one-way conversation that I'm just trying to present a counter-narrative to balance this thing and so that we can have that discussion. But what I'm sensing from the media, I mean, when you started out this thing, you talk about a mentally disturbed man in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes, he's mentally disturbed, but the fact is he was attacking a police officer with a nightstick made out of hickory that's designed, the police officer's nightstick, that's designed to break bones, and if used in the wrong area like a head, and we train our officers, don't use this thing toward the head because you could kill somebody or cause great bodily harm. So this individual took that nightstick and was wielding it in an offensive manner against a police officer, and we want to brush that aside and talk about the fact that he was died and 14 shots were fired, and that stuff's all true. But that officer was under attack, and he responded appropriately under the rule of law.
And what I said.
It's important to understand that police definitely have a right to protect themselves. We have a right to protect ourselves as well. But we are also judged when there's no longer a threat to us. We have to stop the attack. Somebody breaks into your home and they're coming at you, you certainly have a right to stand your ground, defend yourself, defend your family, shoot that person if necessary. If, on the other hand, they're running away from you and they're no longer a threat to your life and you shoot them in the back, that's not self-defense. And we need to be able to make that distinction. And when people come in and do these kind of protests like they did at this ceremony honoring this 100-year-old World War II vet, that is really counterproductive to the whole narrative, just as this false narrative about it being simply nothing but race is also false. Look at this report that surfaced in just the last week. We had a New York Police Department cop identified as a man who attacked and choked a woman in a subway. Now, the way this went down is that on New Year's Eve, they put out a video of an attack that happened a week earlier, December 23rd. Witnesses say that this man, who was later identified as a police officer, grabbed one of the conductors on the subway in a bear hug from behind, threw her to the ground, and started choking her until a second conductor came running to her aid. So what they did was they took this video, they put it out for the public to take a look at it on New Year's Eve. And this was a police officer. He was off duty. He turned himself in within a couple of hours. But guess what? There were no charges filed against the officer. Maybe they will. I don't know. So far as I understand, there aren't any charges filed. And when we look at situations, we have situations like the Michael Brown situation. I think what really made people angry about that was how he was left in the street for 4 hours. I think that really grated against the people there. And whether or not this was a case of self-defense, we don't have the video for that, so I haven't made up my mind. I can see arguments from both sides. We have conflicting testimony. But clearly we saw the case of Eric Garner in New York. That was on video. That was a situation where he was no longer a threat to them, and they choked him to death. It was homicide, according to the coroner, due to what they did to multiple hemorrhages within in his neck, in his eyes. They choked the guy literally to death over a minor infraction. And then just a few days after that, or I should say a few days before the verdict was released from the grand jury in the Eric Garner case, there was a man who was not doing anything. He wasn't violating any laws. He was walking up the stairway of the apartment complex that he was in. It was a housing project, and they had police who were patrolling it up and down the stairway. The man's name was Gurley. He was shot by an officer who had his gun out, shot in the chest, and as he was, again, laying there, bleeding out, this cop calls the police union. Now, there are right ways and there's wrong ways to do this. And I think one of the stories that we had the last few days here on InfoWars, it was a story from the Daily Caller. And there was a lot of pushback I saw on the Daily Caller. I think pretty much the commenters on our site understood what was going on. But on the Daily Caller, they were really upset about this flyer that was put out on New Year's Eve. Basically, it had 13 different points. And I don't have time to read all these different points. But it all kind of boiled down to the fact that they wanted independent, elective, civilian oversight. Not civilian. We shouldn't call it even civilian. We talk about it that way. Because it's an understanding that we have a militarized police force. We've got the California Highway Patrol are calling themselves paramilitary group over and over again. To anybody who wants to apply for a job with the California Highway Patrol, they talk about themselves over and over again on that website. As Paul Joseph Watson pointed out in the story a couple of weeks ago, they refer to themselves repeatedly as a paramilitary group. In other words, they see themselves assisting the military, just as a paralegal, just as a paramedic would assist a lawyer or a doctor. The California Highway Patrol sees itself assisting the military. They see themselves as a military organization. So that's where this civilian stuff comes out, because we all subconsciously understand that we're now under a kind of standing army military occupation, according to the rules that we are seeing them engage us with. And, of course, we need to have a civilian oversight board. We need to have independent investigative bodies. As Matt Shea and Spokane pointed out, we need to make sure that we also have oversight from the citizens and the community, oversight of the training that the police are being given, oversight of the equipment that they're being given, because that's where this militarization begins. It begins with the training from the Justice Department and from Homeland Security. It begins with the equipment that they're giving them to make them feel as if they're in a war zone. And so this was a very good document, I thought. It had 13 different points here talking about how they wanted to make sure that essentially there was transparency, there was independence, and there was justice done. That, I think, is the right way to do it. Now, of course, they did have on there a hashtag, Black Lives Matter, Can't Breathe, but they had about 15 or 20 different hashtags there. And they didn't really, other than those hashtags down at the bottom, which is come to be associated with this issue, they didn't make it about race. They made it about oversight. They talked about making sure that all officers had cameras, and if they had the cameras turned off, maybe that's an admission that they were doing something they didn't want recorded. I think it's very important for us to have this discussion, and I think it's important for us to look at what's happened in New York with the police department when they came back against the police department. They're against the city hall. They're very angry with the mayor there, with de Blasio. They turned their backs on him now with two different funerals. We had a caller yesterday saying, I think this is a great idea. I think the Republicans ought to stand up and turn their back on Boehner. I think that's a really appropriate way to go after Boehner. But as part of this anger, this friction between the New York Police Department and the mayor's office, especially the police union in New York, they have essentially done a work stoppage. They are not going to make any arrests unless it is absolutely necessary. Think about that. Why would they make any arrests that aren't absolutely necessary? And, of course, they've taken traffic violations down by 94%. In 1 week, they typically write 10,000 traffic tickets, are down to under 600. Low-level offenses like public drinking, they've taken that down from 4,800 to just 300. Parking violations, they've taken it down 92% from almost 15,000 to 1,200. They have to start looking at themselves differently. We have to make sure externally that we make the police into a different organization than they are. They shouldn't be meter maids with a license to kill. And that's what they have been in too many areas. That's what the federal government wants to turn our police into. Strong-arm tactics to collect money. And that's how Eric Garner died. It was a trivial little tax. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. The next hour, we're going to be joined by a physicist talking about low-level radiation, Christopher Busby. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight, I want to go back to what we were just talking about the last segment about the Black Lives Matter protests. Before we do, this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by our products at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, we have a special. Our Christmas specials are over, but we have a new special, the Resolution Pack. You can get three different products together in one package there at 48% off the original retail price. And what you get with that are one of the Oxy Powder, one of the Secret 12 B12 formulation, and one of either Super Male or Super Female Vitality, a great way to start supplementing and cleansing your body for the new year, especially if you've got some resolution where you're going to start eating better, start living more healthily. Everybody does that at the end of the year pretty much, but this is one way to really help yourself with this. Get rid of all that old lang syne with some Oxy Powder. And of course, you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. 48% off of that three-pack, the Resolution Pack. Now, there's a story that just went up on InfoWars.com, again, about that same thing we were just talking about, Black Lives Matter. I thought that was a great comment by the sheriff there from Milwaukee, David Clark, saying, "What do you think, Black Lives Matter? Why don't you take that protest to an abortion clinic? Because that's where most of the black lives are ending, even before they get a chance." Now, in this particular story, this is yet another case of people blindly striking out, attacking innocent people, pushing people in the wrong direction, trying to create a race war rather than trying to get control of law enforcement under civilian control, under community control. In this particular instance, you've got Black Lives Matter protesters are demonstrating at a brunch, crashing into a restaurant and then tweeting about it. "Attention, white man, I have no guilt disturbing your brunch. It's you that has no right to be here." See, when you go out and you attack innocent people, when you shoot innocent cops that weren't involved in any of these incidents that you're looking at, when you are destroying black businesses, when you're attacking people on the basis of race, are you really doing anything worthwhile? Are you really kind of pushing this whole agenda that the federal government is trying to create in the first place, and that is one of race war? Now, I think what happened in New York on New Year's Eve with this list of 13 demands, I think that's very important that you write down what you want in a rational manner. And what I see them doing in these 13 demands is essentially saying the same kinds of things that Frank Serpico said, same types of things that he called for, same types of reforms. As he pointed out, you've got bad people that are going to get in any group. Now, certainly we would hope that law enforcement would be a little bit more astute at determining if somebody has criminal behavior tendencies and not let them in. But certainly something like that, once it happens, they should be able to purge the bad guys out of their group. We saw that happen at the Bundy Ranch. We had the guy that later on went down and shot two cops a couple months later in Vegas. He was thrown out of the Bundy Ranch. It was pretty clear this guy was a provocateur. It's pretty clear that he was an idiot. And so the people there expelled him. You can't stop people from coming to a public protest, but you can get them out of the area if there's a problem with them. They policed themselves. That's what we're asking the police to do. And that's what we're demanding that we have the right to do, because we understand that with the unions, that with the pressures that are there, it isn't going to happen unless we've got external civilian oversight, not only of these incidents, but also of their training, of the equipment that they receive, that sort of thing. Listing out the demands that we want, that's the way to go. Not attacking innocent people. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Christopher Busby, and in the third hour, Alex Jones will be your host.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.